Welcome back to Texans Weekly. Time now to hit the road and follow our radio team, Mark Vandermeer and DP Sidhu, to Verizon Wireless, where they played host to Daryl Morris and A.J. Boye.
A.J., you're playing this year. You started on Sunday. Last year, we all know you had the injury. You had to fight your way back from that. What has this year been like for you personally?
It's been a little up and down, you know, just being a young guy trying to get used to the speed and stuff, but it's been fun. You got veterans like J.J. and Kareem that's been helping me out learn stuff just to act more like a pro, more like a veteran, and just come in day and just work harder, and then just learning to take care of my body more. You know, had a little injury, but just staying consistent with my work ethic and stuff just been helping me out. So it's been a pretty fun ride so far.
What does taking care of your body mean to you? Not just health-wise, injury-wise, but also like the way a guy like J.J. probably eats and the way they start taking care of themselves as they get older, these vets.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, I just thought it was about working out, stretching and stuff, but you start to learn that what you eat is just what helps you produce on the field, drinking water a lot, just staying hydrated. You know, that was the main reason why I had an injury last year, because I wasn't hydrated. So.
Wow.
Messed up my muscle pretty bad. So just learning stuff like that, you know, doing more exercises, stripping up the areas that I hurt just so I won't hurt them again. So all that stuff really helped out.
How about you guys going up against DeAndre and Andre Johnson in practice? Is it hard-pressed to find better guys like that in a game, that these are the two that you're practicing against every day? And I know for you, AJ, that was DeAndre's rookie season last year.
Yeah, it's pretty fun. You know, I try to look at it that way. You got two good receivers. One of them's going to be a Hall of Famer. And then DeAndre, he's young too, but he's been making a lot of plays. They're fast. They're big. They got strong hands. So just being able to play aggressive with them, trying to get the ball out, it's been helping out a lot, you know, making it a little bit easier when you're going against other receivers. So just working against them been helping out a lot.
Now, AJ, you played at Central Florida.
Yeah.
And Blake Bortles was there when you were there, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so give us a little Blake Bortles intel here. Tell us about Blake a little bit. I mean, we're going to see him twice. You're going to go up against him. That's going to be cool.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited, man. I was with Blake for probably 2 years. Pretty laid-back guy like me, you know, so pretty nice. We had a pretty good relationship. First time I saw him, me and one of my friends, Josh Robinson, we said he was going to be a great quarterback. You could just tell by the size, his throwing strength, his accuracy, especially in 7-on-7. So all the hype, I believe, is true, you know, coming out of college, watching him play his senior year. He's a great leader, has a good arm. He's young, you know, rookie quarterbacks, they'll make mistakes. But I've been keeping up with him, so he's been having a good season. I'm excited to play against him, but he's strong, has a good arm. He could run, too. He played tight end in high school, so I'm excited when we play him.
All right, Daryl, I was looking through your bio that we get, and you lettered 3 years in track, and you hold the AAU national record in the 4x200 meter.
Where y'all get that at?
This is how we know so much about you. Okay, I want to ask you, why not running back? How did you become a corner?
That's actually a funny story. My parents are in the military, so I used to live in Alaska, and I moved here. It was my eighth grade year, and it was the first day of a football practice. And so, you know, it's kind of like everybody was breaking up into the groups where they're their position groups. And our coach, you know, like my first dad, I didn't really know it. He was like, he asked who's smart. So, like, you know, I'm thinking I'm a pretty smart guy. So me and,
who's,
you know,
smart?
Two
raise your hand. Who's not going to raise their
hand? Is that a trick question?
So me and two other guys raise our hands, and then he tells us, he's like, all right, you guys are going to be quarterbacks. So I'm like, huh? Quarterback? I've never played quarterback in my life. And so I'm like the second string B-team quarterback, you know, all season running the ball. And I remember that was the end of my running back career. And then, you know, they played me at corner. So I was at quarterback, and then I was like a starting corner on the B-team. And then as I went to high school, I just kind of kept playing corner. Running back really kind of just faded away. Because, I mean, running back is what I played, you know. All
right?
Growing up, and then it just kind of faded away, and, you know, defense was kind of – I just migrated to defense and stuck with it.
Let me ask you guys this. If you put all the DBs, you know, on the goal line, said, you know, run to the 50, okay, well, let's just do 40-yard dash, make it simple. Who's the fastest defensive back, in your opinion, AJ?
I'm supposed to say me. I know that.
This is a trick question.
No, but I'm not going to lie. This man right here, Daryl Morris, just watching him run, you can see how explosive he is and how fast he is. I'll probably have to give it to him or probably J.J.
Yeah.
I want to say something that you're really good at. your dancing skills. You were part of the JJ Nene.
Yes.
And we had Whitney Merciless on Texans Late. You thought you were going to get away without being asked about it. And I almost forgot about it, too. We had Whitney on Texans Late Night, and he said that you really gave him a hard time because you did not like how he performed that dance.
Well, the dance.
Were you practicing all week? You did it a little too well.
The dance originated in Atlanta, first of all, so I kind of knew about it before. But my cousins, they do it, my little cousins and all them, like when we had cookouts and stuff, and I tried to learn. I looked as bad as Whit when I first tried, so. But he got to have rhythm, you know. I tell him that every time I see him. JJ got the hang of it. We didn't know what he was doing the first time, but he got the hang of it.
I couldn't identify it.
Yeah, I think he went on YouTube or something and looked, but Whit, I'm working with Whit, so I'm trying to teach him how to do it, man. He just really needs rhythm, that's all. So.
When that moment happened, was that just a spur of the moment? You ran out there and thought, this is...
I was going to jump on JJ.
Support.
Really, that was a thing, but I saw him do it. I was like, hey, why not try it?
Yeah.
And then you see Whit behind us doing it, and I'm like, oh, man, they're about to throw a flag on us.
But yeah.
they didn't.
I know, but I'm surprised. I thought they were.
So. What about taking on the Bengals? A.J. Green, they've got weapons. Andy Dalton comes back. Now, you guys didn't see him in the playoffs, but he played back-to-back playoff season games here in Houston. They lost both games, but they're dangerous. A.J.?
Yeah, you know, they have great weapons. A.J. Green, of course, everybody knows about him. We played him my sophomore year in college, and just seeing him play, you know, he's a freak of an athlete, too. So, him, they got Sanu. He's been coming up playing, making great plays. They got a good running game. And then, of course, Andy Dalton, you see what he could do. So it's gonna be a tough task, but we're ready for it. So
Daryl?
Yeah, it's definitely going to just be – I mean, it's going to be the whole team clicking on all cylinders. It's going to have to be defense helping the offense, offense helping the defense. Like Coach O'Brien always says, you know, complementary football. And that's what it's going to be, you know. It's going to be a team effort because with a good team like that, you know, you got to be on your game.
All right. How about it for A.J. Boye and Daryl Morris, folks? Excellent job. Thank you, guys. Good luck against Cincinnati.
Thank you. Appreciate having us.
All right.
All right. One final time out here on Texans Weekly, but don't go anywhere. We're going to break it all down and get right to the X's and O's next with the Telestrator. Stay with us.